welcome to this week's episode of News of the Nord. It's November 21st, 2017, and I am your substitute host, Antoine Bergeron, here with my substitute co-host, Steve. How are you doing?
Very good, Antoine. Hi.
Good. Better than Paul, at least.
Well, he's doing good. He's just stuck at work. So.
Yeah, or with no internet. People will know that we're releasing late because Paul's internet was cut off yesterday for we don't know what reason yet.
Oh,
and
right.
Today he's stuck at work. So Steve graciously offered to jump in for the news, but we'll be releasing a bit later than planned.
But do we mention the internet company that's having bad service and bad connection? Or
no, that's fine.
We won't do bad publicity.
So we will have our regular format this week, so general releases, and after that, our crowdfunding projects. So let's jump in with our regular releases. First one being from Black Crow Miniature, we have Uruk.
Which is a really nice barbarian bus. Not Conan, but...
Conan style.
Conan-less style or something like that.
Conan adjacent.
Yeah, exactly. He's a relative of Conan. It's an awesome bust. I mean, the facial expression, he doesn't look happy at all. He's wearing a cape pelt, and it's all fine detail with a big shield on the back, and it's really nice model.
It's 110, so it's a pretty sizable piece, and it's coming in at €50. So. Yeah,
and it's total 8, they say 75, so since it's European, I presume it's centimeters, not inches.
So. Probably millimeters.
Oh, millimeters, yeah. Yes.
75 centimeters would be huge.
Quite a big bust.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really nice piece. Next up on the list, we have from Tabletop World, Wizard Tower. It's a resin scenery. And it's a huge tower. It's 21 inches high, and
that's almost 75 centimeter.
Well, it's 54 according to their website. So, but this one is quite tall.
This one is in centimeter, not millimeter.
Exactly. It's awesome. I mean, you have the main tower with some sitting on rocks with the secondary balcony tower as well with the all the stairs going into the main tower. It's really, really well detailed.
Yeah, circling around. It's a great piece as usual by Tabletop World.
Yeah, they do great scenery.
It's great, but it has a great price too.
Greatness comes at the price.
It's $206. So not cheap.
USD. Yeah. So for us poor Canadian, it's almost $300.
Yeah. Yeah. That's quite it.
I don't know how much shipping is, but it's seems quite heavy because they write the weight and it's 1.7 kilogram.
7 kilograms, over 3 pounds.
Yeah.
3.5 pounds. Yeah, it's probably not cheap. But Tabletop World have a lot of sales and especially shipping offers.
And Black Friday is coming.
Yeah. So it's probably the kind of stuff that you might be able to get at an affordable rate, at least. Maybe not cheap, but not back-breaking. From Nuts Planets, we have Chief Liam, which is a sci-fi bust of a veteran space fighter.
Yeah.
Veteran
chief. He's wearing kind of Mass Effect inspired armor, or Infinity as well as some body suits like that as well.
Yeah, really nice detailed old. They painted him old, but with all the wrinkle in his face, it kind of fit. You know, he's also wearing an eye patch, which is a leather eye patch. Kind of do a strange dichotomy with the future armor plate. They could have done a cyber eye or something like that.
Yeah, but he's old school. Yeah. That's why he's wearing a patch. I feel the only thing he's missing is like a cigar or something like that.
Yeah, but the cigar are being a bit overdone.
Yeah, I know.
We see them everywhere. So you can get that sweet piece, which is another 1/10 scale bust at $60 US.
Next item we have, it's from Artel W Miniature. We have the Assassin and the Chestnut. So these are two 28mm miniature. They're resin miniature, yeah. And the first one is an assassin. He's leaping on a rumble of clock. Something like that, yeah. Looks like a clock or piece of fallen
masonry
from a house or something like that. He's wearing, the assassin has a death mask, and he's kind of leaping forward. And the other one, the Chestnut, is well, it's non infringing IP Adeptus Arbitris from the Games Workshop 40K.
Yeah, absolutely.
It looks exactly like that. It's kind of a Judge Dredd Inspire 40K miniature.
Yeah, that's okay. The right way to say it. Like the other one makes me think of a 40K version of what's the video game with the Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
Yeah. But a 40K version of it. So, both minis, well, they don't have exactly the same price. The Assassin is $18 US, and the Chestnut, which right now is a bit cheaper, is on sale for 10%, is at $15.29 US dollar. Now we have, by Cool Miniarnet, Wrath of King November releases. So there are two books. The first one is the Ausgaritzi Gotha. Gotha Knight. Kind of gut knight. So those are... the Garitzi have a bunch of werewolf, but those are a bit more heavily armored werewolf for the faction. Nice looking minis. As always, they have bit cartoony, Rackham style to them, as usual. And the other release is the Firehawk Reaver for House Nasir. So, kind of strange minis.
Well, they're kind of like demons wearing armor, kind of, and
yeah, with the tridents,
wielding trident.
Yeah, I usually like Osnesir stuff. Those I could take or leave more easily.
Yeah, with the sound of your voice and the intonation, sounds more like a leave than anything else.
There's enough other stuff that I like that I wouldn't need them. So, those two sets are now available from Cool Mini.
Next one is from Acolyte Miniatures. It's the Necromancer.
Necromancer? No, it's a crow.
Oh.
It's a play on words, Steve. Look at the staff. So, what it is, it's a necromancer. He kind of looks like a medieval pimp. until you look closer and you see its bandages and not shades he has on his face with the fur collar and the big staff. The head of the staff is a bunch of ravens or crows, in that case, taking flight. It's a nice mini. The pictures are a bit blurry, sadly, when you look at it.
Yeah, I think it's kind of... They did that on purpose, or the way the focus is done on the picture, like maybe they push portrait mode on their camera.
Yeah, or the white resin is also harder to take pics of. Yeah. So who knows? So it's a 32 millimeter resin model. You can get it for £9. After that, we have from Miniature Scenery. The Twisted Terrain is now available on general release. So Twisted was a Kickstarter for the game Twisted a while back, a year or two ago, I think. And they had amazing, kind of whimsical terrain. They make me think of Alice.
Yeah. Well, it's Tim Burton's.
Alice in Wonderland or Tim Burton.
It's Tim Burton scenery.
Yeah. The game Twisted has that feel, so it kind of feed the first edition Malifaux style a bit.
Yeah, or you can use that for a Grimkin table for War Machine.
Yeah, also. So it's great stuff. It's MDF terrain, and there's a bunch of different buildings. As you can see in the link we'll provide, some painted, some unpainted. You have walkways too and staircases, even street plans. So nice stuff, all available. Won't go through the price. It goes from really cheap from some base inserts to the big buildings at over $60. So take a look if you want some more whimsy called fantasy building. It's a nice place to go look at.
Or if you just watch too much Nightmare Before Christmas in October and you feel like doing a Tim Burton town.
Absolutely.
And last item from the now non-crowdfunding stuff is from North Star Military Figures. It's Oldmark Goblin, who are now on pre-orders.
Yeah, so we mentioned the dwarf for Oldmarks a couple of weeks ago, I think, or maybe a month ago. Those are hard plastic miniatures available for Oldmark and other regular games, or other games. In this case, there is a bunch of different size you can get. So the Goblin Regiment, which is the first size, is $1. You get that and one minis, but as you order more boxes, it comes with additional metal minis for your arrows. So you get more plastic minis by ordering more bucks. The bigger set being the army deal at £100, which is pretty good. And you get six extra minis coming with the set. No, seven extra minis, to be honest. So cool stuff, and it's fun to see other companies doing art plastic and posable miniatures. And with that, we are off to our crowdfunding news. First one by Into the Unknown and Trespass Nymphs. So this is a Kickstarter for 32mm pinup models in a strange mix of Greek culture and kind of medieval sci-fi.
Yeah, it's like weird crossover. So
it's like years after the fall of Olympus, and there's a strange rampant technological progress going on in the Greek mythological style. So that's their fluff. What you get is a bunch of 32-meter pinups, so going with different teams. And it goes from the Age Nymphs, which is kind of a naked girl's shedding her old skin as she grew older, and she can just shed the old when she's finally too old, and shed the crone skin out. The list goes on. There's a blade nymph. My favorite one being the labyrinth nymph, if I remember the name correctly. Yeah. One thing being cool, they are really
characterful.
Characterful, but they also embrace diversity, diversity. It's not just the classic Hollywood bimbo where there is all type of body available. More round girl and all type of waist and shape. So, cool stuff.
Yeah, there's lots of nice thing there.
Yeah. So, this Kickstarter, to get one model, it's $18. That gets you one nymph. And as the higher you pledge, you get more of them.
And this Kickstarter is...
So it's looking at a goal of $15,000 US. It's right now at $3,400. They still have 4 weeks left to go, so still a lot of time to be able to get to their goal. And if they fund, it will be on December 20th.
I think you need...
Are you looking? Do you have the new price widget? Probably.
Well, maybe, because mine is at $6,400 US, and it's gonna end on December 20th.
What's the amount?
$6,398, with 70 backers and 28 days to go.
Oh, my price didn't automatically update, which they usually did with the older Kickstarter interface. So my tabs were open since yesterday. So I'll have to refresh everything, which is good to know. Thank you, Kickstarter.
So they're going well.
Yeah, they're going better than I thought.
Almost halfway there.
Yeah.
The next one is from Vanguard Miniatures. It's Small Scales Army. And this one is for probably...
It's epic scale stuff. Yeah, 6 to 10 millimeter Chaos Space Marines and Sister of Battles. Not IP infringing names
inspired by...
type of models.
You need to say inspired by.
Yeah, the inspiration is pretty clear.
Like the Tented Interceptor is inspired by some Forge World.
Yeah, it doesn't look at all like an Eltanon or an Baneblade.
No, not at all. And the tank doesn't look like a Baneblade at all. No.
Yeah. So, there's a bunch of stuff for the two armies we've mentioned. I think they have also some non-tainted Space Marines. So there might be some regular Space Marines. Well, Nova Marines, as they call them. Noven Elites. So, you have regular or tainted versions. So, and the... How do they call the Sister of Battle stuff?
The Redeemer...
Yeah, maybe. Well, anyway, a lot of stuff if you like epic. Yeah. That's about it. So, they have a fixed goal of £2,500. They're over 50% at £1,300 right now, and they have a month left to go. So, ample time to get to their funding goal. We now jump to Atlantis Miniature with their new Kickstarter, Atlantis Miniature Mythology. So this is the third Kickstarter by Atlantis. The first two were fantasy races. They had Goblin Orcs and the second one for Dwarves. So this time they are tackling the Greek mythology. So Greek seems to be the team this week. Yeah. So they have a trio of heroes with Odysseus, Heracles, and Perseus, and a bunch of different monsters available from that mythology, or more generic ones like the werewolf can fit mostly everywhere. So werewolf, minotaurs, a centaur, a Medusa. And it just goes on with the stuff that they are unlocking with their stretch goal. There's a Pegasus and
a
a Cerberus, which has been unlocked too. A Sphinx and just a lot of cool minis.
Well, the Cyclops.
One of the next one that's going to unlock is the Cyclops, like you mentioned.
Yeah, the Cyclops is next one on the list, and it looks really cool. I mean, this club is literally a tree that unrooted. Exactly. You see all the roots of the tree with still some rocks attached to it. It's really cool.
Yeah. So you can jump in with the hero set at £18. And after that, as you go up, like you can for £35, you get the set of werewolf or the stuff Minotaur. And over that, you can get more minis and some freebies as they are unlocked. So we're looking for 12,000 pounds. So
12,000 pounds.
£12,000. And they are over twice that with 2,400 pounds now. No,
24,000 pounds.
1,000 pounds. Well onto their stretch goal. So if nothing else happened between then, they should be funded by December 10th, 2017.
And the last on the list is from Comet Lord Miniatures. It's Legendary Monsters.
So I picked that one just for the main mini that we see at the top.
Yeah, because it's a really cool mimic.
Yeah, it's a giant mimic in attacking mode. So it has been revealed and it's going out and trying to eat some adventurers. It comes on a 50-millimeter base, so 2x2, 2 inches by 2 inches. It's on a pile of coins and going forward and trying to eat something.
It's quite tall. I mean, they say for 28 millimeters, but it's still 53 millimeter tall.
It's like a dungeon boss chest.
Yeah.
It's a big treasure at the end. When you played Zelda, yeah, you had the boss key and the bigger chest. That's it. The boss key is hidden inside the mimic now. They have other stuff. So there is that miniature. So the mimic, as we mentioned, there's also what they call a Nye Sovereign, which is their version of a Beholder.
Yeah, it's basically Beholder.
And they have some add-on miniature that might, I'm not too sure if they were unlocked or stuff that they have from previous projects. So they have the Star Spawn and the Comet Lord based on their name, the Comet miniature.
Which is kind of Cthulhu inspired.
Yeah. Monsters with too many eyes.
Yeah.
And tentacles.
So they were looking for $2,000 Canadian, and now they're almost double their amount. They're at $3,900, so almost at the double amount, and there should be fully funded on Friday, December 15th.
And with that, we are through our list. Thanks a lot, Steve, for jumping in.
Well, thanks for having me. And I guess thanks, Paul, for working late so I can record the news with you.
It happens.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot. See you next time.
Take care.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Broken Prism Reviews, a YouTube channel bringing you game reviews in three parts, unboxing, express gameplay, and a quick rundown of what makes the game stand out. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.